part of the ARRA Act allocated a lot of money for what's called the HITECH Act, which drives money down into HHS-ONC, Office of National Coordinator for Health IT, to improve our country's aging health IT infrastructure. There's two major tracks there. One is to provide grant money to doctors who are willing to upgrade to an electronic health record. The second track is for states and communities to implement what's called a health information exchange, or an HIE. So within the first track there, the doctors implementing electronic health records, the HHS is creating a program called the HITREC program to build regional extension centers, generally one per state. And there's some states that will have multiple, but keep it simple, assume one per state. Each of these states will use Salesforce.com, which is the CRM product that Acumen Solutions will be implementing. So we're going to implement it at a national level for HHS-ONC, and then we will also implement it down at the regionalized REC level, so that the RECs can use Salesforce.com as their CRM platform for recruiting doctors to upgrade their systems to electronic health records, and then assisting the doctors in accomplishing milestones such as selecting a product, implementing a product, and then accomplishing meaningful use and thereby getting reimbursement for their grant money.
Is there, I know maybe you can't be specific, because I understand some companies can't be specific in terms of which federal agencies they're working for whatever reason. But can you give us an example of maybe some other work that you've done with other federal agencies?
Sure, I'll give you a handful. For example, U.S. Army hired us to implement Salesforce.com to be used as a recruiting system, recruiting platform. They wanted to stand up a sophisticated CRM-like recruiting platform to track future soldiers and their pursuit to join the Army. So we use things like algorithmic scoring based on information like, do you have prior family in the military, you know, height, age, weight, grades, things like that, to determine a kid's propensity to join the Army. So that's one example where we used it. We also implemented it at the U.S. Census Bureau for outreach and marketing functions, so to try and get various partner organizations throughout the entire country to go out and, you know, I use the term get the vote out, but it's basically to get people to fill out and complete the census, because it's hard to reach some of the sort of smaller populations that are less mainstream. So they wanted to make sure that everyone is counted as well. Department of State, we use Salesforce.com as a financial management platform. So it's the nuclear disarmament fund. So there's people in, you know, Korea and Iraq that are using iPhones to perform WMD inspections, and then they record their findings through their iPhones. They ultimately get loaded into Salesforce as the mechanism to track the financial progress. We also worked with the Obama administration during change.gov. We're working with GSA. We're working with Securities and Exchange Commission, working with TSA. So there's a lot of different agencies where cloud computing solutions from Salesforce.com are being implemented. And all the ones I just mentioned are scenarios where Acumen Solutions is leading those implementations.
You guys are helping everybody else with cloud. Do you guys at Acumen use cloud yourself?
Yes, absolutely. We have standardized all of our infrastructure and internal systems on various cloud platforms, Salesforce.com being the most common one. But we have a time and attendance module that we use. We use our own, you know, recruiting systems, our own intranet, our pipeline and opportunity management systems, time reporting. All those applications are on various cloud computing platforms that we use internally.
Is there anything I might have missed, maybe about this new HHS partnership or any of the other partnerships you have going on that you might want to add?
Well, specific to HHS-ONC, it's an excellent opportunity for the federal government to roll out a large program. It's a high-dollar program, a highly visible program, and they're using cloud computing technology, which is at the heart of the, you know, our nation's CIO and CTO's philosophies on how technology investments should be made. So it ends up being a very low-cost way to stand up an enterprise application and roll it out to a large user base. So it's a good success story for the federal government in terms of making what I consider to be smart technology investments for programs that need to be scalable, they need to be enterprise, and they need to be stood up in a very short period of time and be able to fulfill a high user base.